This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, May 9th. Well, cattle markets were weaker yesterday. Live cattle futures down 115. On the front month, feeders were down 195. So just quietly under pressure throughout the day. And we're pulling away from those recent swing highs. And it just looks like the market is struggling to get any kind of traction here. In the cash trade, we saw more cash trade on the Fed side at around 184. That is equal to where it was on Tuesday and down 2 from last week. We did not see any dress trade again yesterday. For box beef, we're under some pressure. Choice was down 182 at 297. Select was down 409 at 288. The spread gained 227. We're sitting at 842. Movement was a pretty strong 145 load, so that's nice to see. For a Wednesday, that's usually your highest load count anyway, but we've been off to a slow start this week as far as box beef volume. Slaughter rate yesterday, 123,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 367,000. That's up 7,000 over last week, and it is down 11,000 from a year ago. On the cash feeders for Tuesday, trading about 1,100 head. Average price 240.72, which is down 2 from the previous day. 7-day average was down 8 cents at 239.45. So we're seeing some slipping in the cash fed trade, seeing just some slight slipping in the cash feeders. This time of year, you know, feeder markets tend to be stalling out anyway. And it looks like live cattle have struggled to maintain some upward momentum. It's been my feeling that, you know, if feeder cattle are rallying into early May, that's usually going to stamp a seasonal high. And for live cattle, usually you're already working into your summer seasonal weakness by now anyway. It appears that we're kind of moving in line with those normal seasonal patterns. So we look for some pressure, probably carve out a low. My guess would be late July, early August, and then we'll start our fall rally from there. And I do think you're going to see some serious heifer retention this fall and herd rebuilding, and that's going to make numbers of calves even more extremely tight than they already are. And I think there's, you know, lots of upside potential to the feeder cattle market, and of course, the live cattle by default. You're just placing fewer animals for, you know, another year at least until you get this herd rebuilding process well underway. Unless you have some major hiccup in the market, like the economy buckling or some other event. But for now, it looks like cattle markets pretty stable. You know, the bird flu issue appears to be behind us. USDA did, you know, a great deal of testing and tried to stay in front of that issue. And it appears that consumers seem to be okay with that. And we can breathe a huge sigh of relief from that. So moving forward, I think it's just seasonal patterns. And you do have bigger numbers for, you know, slaughter numbers coming at us as we get into July. And I think that's going to contribute to that pressure in that normal seasonal summer pattern. We just have, you know, heavy placements in February. They're going to show up in that time window. And that's typically right about the time when consumer demand is at its weakest. So there you have it. I think that it's just, at this point, it would seem like the normal seasonal patterns will prevail in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle. And that would suggest the market's moving lower into that mid to late summer time window. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.